with an expert witness. Make a list. Get a list. Get a list of all their opinions. Get a list of the information they're relying upon, and make sure they've explained to you their basis for making that opinion. Again, ask, is that all? Is that everything? You might want to actually handwrite the list and make a list. And I've done it. If it's clear enough and if it's concise enough and if there are few enough of them, I've actually made the list, shown it to the expert and said, is this right? I mean, is this what you're telling me? And we read them. And then I put an exhibit sticker on it. And, you know, there have been times when I've been able to pull that out at trial when the witness started wandering off the reservation and hold them to their testimony. Some secondary goals with experts, you know, get them to commit to some favorable facts. You know, you want to develop a list of things they didn't do, things that they don't know, and then develop some impeachment materials. The one thing you don't want to do is follow a predictable script, particularly with a professional witness. Sometimes you've got to let them think you're going this way when you're really going this way. And here's a great example.
I'm not concerned with the general trend of this correspondence, only with one particular letter. My beloved Max, an extraordinary thing has happened. I believe all our difficulties may be ended.
I will not stand here and listen to a pack of lies. That letter's a forgery. It isn't even my letter paper.
It isn't?
No. I write my letters on small blue paper with my initials on it.
Like this? This happens to be a bill from my tailor for a pair of extremely becoming Bermuda shorts.
Wilfred the Fox. That's what we call him, and that's what he is.
Now, Mrs. Helm, you've been kind enough to identify your letter paper. Now, if you like, I can have an expert identify your handwriting.
Damn you! Damn you!
Okay, we've got things nailed down in our deposition, and now we're at trial. We've got to switch gears at trial. We've got to have a dual personality. You know, our depositions are long. Our cross-examination needs to be short. Our depositions are thorough, painstaking. Our cross-examinations are focused. We're gathering information in deposition. We've got a narrow scope in cross-examination. We're asking open-ended questions in deposition. We're leading in cross-examination. These are Irving Younger's Ten Commandments. Go on the internet, print out a copy, put them in your trial notebook. Refer to them often to remind yourself. If you just do this, if you just get these 10 things, put them in your file and read them before trial, then you will already be well on the way to an effective cross. You know, his primary message is be brief. Be brief, because that will keep you from making too many mistakes. Be brief because, in the words of Judge Shepard, who's going to speak later today, but I get to steal some of his stuff because I get to speak first, a witness can only hurt you when they're talking. Be brief. Irving Younger says, remember, cross-examination is a commando raid. It's not an invasion. Your goal is to get in, score your points, and get out. You avoid danger by having a plan. This is what I want to do, being prepared to do it, and being organized. Here's my suggestion for organization. I have basically three or four stacks in front of me for every witness. I have my witness outline of what I want to ask, and I put a topic heading on the top of the page because as we all know, things don't always go exactly as we planned at trial, and we end up having to switch gears. But if the topic changes and I need to move to another topic, I don't have to dig through my outline and look like I don't know that what I'm doing or that I'm unprepared. I just flip through it till I see the topic heading that covers that subject, and I move forward. My second stack is I have all the exhibits that I anticipate using with that witness. My third stack is I have all the impeachment materials, depositions, whatever that I'm going to use for that witness. And then my fourth stack, I have a legal pad. Because guess what? Sometimes the witness says something that you didn't anticipate. You need to listen to that and adapt and make notes on your legal pad. You want to know what the witness said previously. You want to know how to find it. And you need to hold the witness to it. I annotate my notes. I try to write, certainly initially in the cross, I write my questions out almost word for word what the witness said in his deposition. And then in the margin, I write the page and line number there. Because again, you're in control. You want to give the appearance of control. You do not want to be fumbling around trying to figure out where in the deposition something was when you're going to impeach a witness. You want to be precise and quick and direct. They say something, you look down, you see they said it differently at page 25, line 9. You pick it up, you go, you're in control of the witness.